Ladies and gentlemen, let's bring in the man with the plan, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning. And boy, it is cold this morning there.
How cold is it?
Thank you. It's so cold this morning that I saw the dog on the Greyhound bus riding inside.
There you go. I tell you, it was 7 when I left the house. It was 9 when I here at the station. But now it's dipped back down to 8 degrees. Mm-hmm. And it just, you know, from that light snowfall we had about 4 days ago, I still have snow around my house. Because it really hasn't gotten that warm. It's just, you know.
Are you expecting it to melt anytime soon?
Well, I figure if it's not gone by now, or it's not going anywhere for the next week, because where it's around my house, there's a lot of shade that comes around my house, so the sun doesn't get a chance to hit it. But it's not like I have a full coat of snow, but there's still snow all around my house. No, I don't expect it to go anywhere.
It won't be going anywhere, and I've been warning everybody for the longest time that after mid-January, things are going to change. They are in the midst of change.
Well, I wanted to talk to you about that. Here's the bad thing about the internet, Pat.
Right.
You got all these people out there that are posting all these incredible runs from like the Euro and stuff like that.
Right.
Showing that we might get, now this is showing that we might get between 20 and 30 inches of snow. Now, anybody who realizes that these computer runs at this time, the amount of snow you're going to get is purely BS. What you're looking at to see if computers line up with one another. That's all you look at. But all these people are throwing around these figures this early, Pat. It's just crazy.
You should never throw around figures this early. Huh. However, but I will warn our listeners that the storms that are coming Friday and again over the weekend, the holiday weekend, will be disruptive. Major, major storms. Until that point, sit back. Sunny. Low to mid-30s today. Clear mid-teens tonight. Sunny to partly cloudy Tuesday. Mid and upper 30s. Wednesday, a front approaches. But no weather. Partly sunny, low 40s. Behind the front, sunny and only 30 on Thursday. So it's, again, you know, cold. Now, let's call it a scout. Ahead of a big storm, will be moving to our south on Friday. So we will get periods of snow. There may be a little bit of a wintry mix in there, but periods of snow. At this point right now, I'm thinking a light to moderate snowfall on Friday. It will move out Friday night. Then we have a lull as we wait for the biggest storm that's going to come across the Tennessee Valley on, over the weekend. But it's going to move into our neck of the woods Sunday. What I'm afraid of right now is that second biggest storm may also spawn more than one storm. And that may go ahead of it. And if it does, it may pull up some milder air and give us ice. If it doesn't, and the storm takes a track through the mid-Atlantic, as we're expecting, we'll get all snow and we'll get plenty of it. Too early to speculate on how much. All I can tell you is that if you have travel plans for the holiday weekend, keep a close touch with us, because we wouldn't want you to get there and then not be able to get back.
Here's why we're going to have a bad storm. We operate the Bargain Barn in Sharon, Connecticut, okay? Mm-hmm. It's a thrift shop, and the donations that's sold, money goes to benefit Tri-State Public Communications, which operates the radio station, the Bargain Barn, a local access TV station, the Robin Hood Radio Network, okay?
Right.
It's normally open Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. But we're planning to have a real big sale on Monday. So you know that for the first time in its history, the Bargain Barn is planning on being open on Monday, right? So you know what's going to happen, right? It'll be stormed out.
and keep in mind that Monday is Martin Luther King Day, and Martin Luther King's Day is often associated with winter storms.
Yeah. So you know that we've got that plan. So we've already been talking, Joe and I, on the phone, saying. So I said, Joe, what we do is we sit here, we go ahead as planned, and if things develop over the course of the weekend where it can't open on Monday, Well, then the sale has to wait till next year. You just wait and see what happens.
That's it. You can't do anything more than that. We'll be following that for you. And in case, Marshall, you didn't read my review on the Share Show, I absolutely loved it. I'd go see it again.
Well, why wouldn't you love it? You love Share.
Well, that's the thing. But like now, there were a couple of friends with me who are not, quote, Share fans. They liked it. Now, they wouldn't use the word love, but they liked it and they enjoyed it. I simply loved it. I thought the dancing was great. The sets were great. The costumes were great. I thought the actors were great. I just absolutely loved it. And if you like Share, folks, make sure you go to see it.
All I'm going to say is take the two women pop stars, okay, that have longevity. And that's Cher and Madonna, okay?
Right.
A, which one has aged better? And B, which one still puts on a better show?
Cher.
And there's nothing against Madonna. Don't get me wrong. Madonna is truly amazing. But Cher is, add 10 years on it. She was around 10 years before Madonna.
She is a diva. She is an icon. There is no doubt about it. If she gets a Tony for this play, she will have one of those things, I forget what they call them, who's got a Grammy, an Oscar, and now a Tony.
Yeah.
Well, they have an acronym for that. I don't know what it is, but I'm hoping she does.
She'll get the Triple Crown. The Triple Crown of entertainment.
She deserves it.
All right. Pat, we'll keep our eye to the sky and our nose to the ground.
No problems through Thursday.
All right. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
All righty, Marshall.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
That's Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.